The Honey Guide's Revenge. There once was a greedy young man named Jinjale. He rarely shared anything with anyone, preferring to keep everything for himself. One day, while Jinjale was hunting, he heard the honey call of Neige. He stopped and listened carefully. Chirk, 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 the little bird rattled. He began flying ahead, stopping several times to be sure that Jinjale followed. After a while, they reached a huge wild fig tree. Neige hopped about madly among the branches. He then settled on a branch and cocked his head, looking at Jinjale as if to say, "Here it is." Jinjale couldn't see anything from his place on the forest floor, but he knew the honey guide's reputation. He placed his tools at the foot of the tree, gathered some dry twigs, and made a small fire. As soon as the twigs were burning well, Jinjale put a long dry stick into the fire. It was wood that made lots of smoke while it burned. As soon as it began burning properly, he began climbing, the cool end of the branch held in his mouth. Soon he could hear the loud buzzing of the bees. When he reached the hive, he quickly thrust the smoking end of the branch into the hollow. The bees came rushing out. Jinjale pushed his hand into the nest. He took out handfuls of the heavy comb dripping with rich honey. He ignored the fierce stings he received, placed the comb carefully in the bag he wore around his neck, and slowly made his way down. Neige watched all this eagerly. He fidgeted, waiting for the moment when Jinjale would give him a fat piece of honeycomb as a thank you offering. Neige loved the juicy bees and the waxy comb. Finally, Jinjale reached the ground. Neige flew down and waited patiently for his share. But Jinjale put out the fire, picked up his tools, and started walking home, ignoring the little bird. Neige chirped indignantly. Jinjale stopped, stared at the little bird, and laughed aloud. "You want some of the honey, do you? Ha! Who did all the work and received all the stings? Why should I share any of this lovely honey with you, you little nothing? Be off and find yourself another supper." And with a wave of his arm, Jinjale walked away. Neige was furious. How dare this man break the age-old custom? But little Neige was not powerless. He would get his revenge. Several weeks later, Jinjale again heard the call of Neige. Remembering the last time, Jinjale followed the little bird again. Neige came to rest in a great thorn tree. Jinjale quickly made his small fire and began to climb. Neige sat and watched. Jinjale climbed, wondering why he didn't hear the usual buzzing. He was concentrating hard on his climbing and daydreaming about the honey. Suddenly, he found himself face to face with a leopard. The leopard was startled and angry at having her sleep so rudely disturbed. She narrowed her eyes, opened her mouth to reveal her large, sharp teeth, and struck the man, dragging her claws across his forehead. Jinjale rushed down the tree. He landed with a heavy thud on the ground, breaking several of his bones. He wore the scars of the leopard on his forehead for the rest of his life. But the children of Jinjale and the children of Jinjale heard the story of Neige. Whenever they harvest honey, they are sure to leave the biggest and juiciest part of the comb for Neige.